From Kentucky, J.D. Crow and the Kentucky Mountain Boys.
There's somebody that wasn't here this afternoon, so everybody get to know each other. The boy over here picking the mandolin and singing the tenor, he was born and half raised down in Tennessee.
Up in Tennessee.
He's a pretty good boy. Me and J.D. had worked a show down there one night and was coming back about 5 o'clock in the morning, and he was hitchhiking up the road. We stopped and picked him up. J.D. said, "Can you play that mandolin?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "What are you saying?" He said, "I sing tenor." I said, "Well, go on up to Lexington with us and we'll give you a job." We took him up there. He looked pretty rough, though. He didn't look like he'd shaved in a month and had a bath probably in a month. Clothes was all ragged and torn, so we bought him some clothes, gave him a bath, shaved him, wormed him. He's come out pretty good, though. Let's all get together and give Doyle Lawson a nice hand. The fella back there with the other guitar, he's an awful fine friend of mine. He's down in Lexington, Kentucky. He picks a good guitar, sings a mighty fine song. Let's all get together and give Jim Hatton a nice hand. The boy playing the bass back there, he's a city boy. He was raised up in the eastern part of Kentucky, a place called Elkhorn City, Kentucky. So that makes him a city boy. Let's all get together and give Bobby Sloan a nice hand.
Don't overdo it, sir.
The fella picking the banjo, he's one of the finest, we think, in the country. I'm sure you'll agree whenever you hear more of him tonight. Sings an awful fine baritone, an awful fine feller with it. Let's all get together and give J.D. Crow a nice hand.
That's enough. Fella doing the MC work and playing the guitar over on my left. Sang his lead in the Kentucky Mountain Boys group. He hails from down in Landon, is that right? Yeah, Landon, Kentucky. You can tell I'm from Tennessee, I don't know. He's a real fine boy. We enjoy working with him. He really gave me a good plug. I want to thank him for... Well, I'll have to wait until after the show. I mean, you know, what I had to say about him, I can't say it here. He's a real good friend of mine, though. There's nothing he wouldn't do for me. Nothing I wouldn't do for him. Matter of fact, we go through life doing nothing for each other. So everybody get together and make Mr. Bobby Morris welcome.
Thank you. Here's a number that some folks back behind stage asked us if we could do before we come out. And I told them we'd be more than happy to get it on for them. It's called Will You Be Loving Another Man?
Thank you.
You're real, real kind. That's the lick it's done with right there, though. Crow, that's real fine. Here's Noel Lawson to a request number that we had this afternoon. We didn't get it on, but we'll try to get it on tonight. Called Pretty Polly.
It if they came back out and played some with Red Allen, who cut the album with them. Let's go then. Late, thank you. Late as usual.
I bought it from your wife.
Now your love has done gone cold. I don't want to ease my weary soul. I'm all right, I found my only goal. Love gone cold.
Oh,
thank you so much. Are y'all enjoying yourself? JD and the board back there. Mercy. Here's a number we'd like to do for you. We have in our new album, the Kentucky Mountain Boys' new album, one called Before I Met You. Train 45. Mounted on a 38 frame. And this is one, if you miss a note, you might as well start over. Blow it, Dole. Thank you. like making love to an old maid. You can't overdo it. We'd like to slow it down a little bit and do one in our new album, one called The Dark Hollow. Show. We're leaving tomorrow. We're gonna settle down and do a hymn for you that that Noel got it somewhere. It's off a pretty hymn, and it's called Hits Me Again, Oh Lord. And we're going to put this in our next album. And I hope you like it. Just listen close to the words to it.
It's me again, Lord. It's me again.